I bring you good news of great joy. That was the message of the angel to the shepherds, and how relevant it remains today. It seems like there's all too little good news around of any kind. Well, the coming of snow this week brought great joy in our household at the prospect of time off school and perhaps some sledding and snowball fights, but it wasn't good news for those people who found themselves stuck in the Channel Tunnel overnight, was it? And as you look around our country, what a need we have of a message of good news and great joy. Here in Britain, according to UNICEF, we now have the unhappiest children in the G20 group of countries. The World Health Organization tells us that we have the most miserable adults in Europe. And what a culture it is that we've made for ourselves. Someone has put it like this. In today's Britain, blessed are the brash, for they will be applauded. Blessed are the beautiful of body, for they will be adored. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for fame, for theirs is the kingdom of Simon Cowell. Blessed are the selfish and the individualists, for their ends will justify their means. Blessed are those who don't strictly believe in anything, for they can dance to any tune. Blessed are the drug dealers, dream weavers, makeover artists, and jingle writers, who help us forget our fractured hearts and our clipped wings and the echoing chasms of our souls. And into that culture, our place, our time, the message of the angels speaks again. And it remains a message of good news, which brings great joy to those who will hear and receive it. Here is the good news. There is a living God, and he loves you. Not a dead God, as you might think, but a living God. Not simply a force or a power, but a person, a living, personal God. Not a distant God, far away on the other side of the universe or some other universe, but a living God, not far from each one of us. Not a God who has been disproved by science, but a living God who created science and everything the scientists study. Not a God who can't be bothered with us, but a living God who takes giant steps to know us. Not a God who is powerless in the face of our suffering, but a loving, living God, who loves us so much that he comes to deal with it. Not a God who thinks that right and wrong don't matter. That would be the devil. But a living God of perfect, loving justice. Not a God who thinks that our personal rights and wrongs don't matter. That would be like the kind of father who doesn't discipline his son, or the kind of police officer who chooses not to arrest a suspected criminal. But a living God of love and of justice, who is revolted by our wrong and comes to deal with it So not a God who keeps his distance, but a living God who has entered our world as a human being. Not a God who doesn't understand powerlessness and pain, but a living, loving God who has become one of us. This is the good news. There is a living God, and he loves you. And his name is Jesus. The living God, who loves you so much, has revealed himself as Jesus Christ. You see, Christmas is much more than a tradition, an excuse for a booze-up or a knees-up or whatever you may have. It's a bit more than escaping the coldest, darkest, bleakest time of the year for a few days of frenzied present swapping and holidays. It was a single event 2,000 years ago that has changed human history and can change your life for the better in a way you just can't imagine. You can scarcely dream of. You see, the living God, who loves you so much, has come to you to make himself known to you as Jesus Christ, who became a man. The living God who turned up on our doorstep so that he could bring us back to his Father. And he loves you. Not just you in the sense of y'all in Southern America, you all here collectively, but you personally, individually. Not lost in the crowd, not unknown to him. He knows you and he loves you. In fact, he knows you better than you know yourself. He knows you totally. He knows that there is more wrong in your life than you could put on one gigantic hard drive. But he loves you even more than you can dare to believe. And he's ready to wipe that hard drive clean. He isn't a God who only wants to tell you off and make you feel guilty, who's trying to deprive you of what brings real happiness. But this living, loving God, who wants you to know true human freedom, who wants you to be able to fulfill all that you were made to be. He wants to remove your guilt. He wants to transform your life so that when you die, you can be with him in heaven rather than alone in hell. And above all, what he wants to say to you, yes, you tonight, who may not have been in a church building for a while or may have come here by chance or because in the end your friend's invitations were too persistent to turn down. He wants to say to you this evening, I am more real than you thought. And I am more full of love for you than you dreamt possible. What are you going to do about me? I want you to know me. I want to be the center of your life, not on the outside where you've put me, but right on the inside at the center. I want you to come home to me. In December 1999, seems a while ago now, doesn't it? Those 10 years. The British people who voted, at least, voted John Lennon's song, Imagine, as the song of the millennium. I wonder why, a friend of mine speculated. Perhaps because they hoped that the 21st century might bring a better world. Or has it? But you know, because of Christmas, there is something better for you, if you'll just receive it. There is this good news of great joy, that there is a living God, and he loves you, and his name is Jesus. Will you join me as I pray? We praise you, living God. And for some of us, it's the first time in a while, or maybe ever, that we've been so conscious of being close to you, so aware that you are real. We thank you that you've come to us in Jesus. We thank you for this great offer of forgiveness, the wiping clean of the hard drive of the record of our lives, and of a relationship with you. Oh Lord, some of us may not be ready to take that step of faith forward into full commitment. But each of us would ask, Lord, that you would show more of yourself to us. Pray, Lord, that you would show us how we can seek after you and find you for ourselves. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.